Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, a very big miracle happened at a Simchas Beis HaShoeva celebration. Now, Simchas Beis HaShoeva means the celebration of the drawing of the water, which was a celebration which took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash almost 2,000 years ago. However, many, many Jewish people today make celebrations for Simcha during the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and they call it Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That is because they're trying to reproduce the kind of Simcha that was there at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, that's a hard job. After all, the Gemara says that someone who never saw Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Simcha of the drawing of the water during Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash, never saw Simcha. So obviously it was a huge simcha. However, we all can try to make a simcha the best that we can. And today, a few minutes ago actually, in fact, it's still going on, I was at a celebration, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, at a home right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I won't say the name because I'm not sure if they would want their name publicized, but it's a good friend of mine, a family, fellow Chabadniks that live here in Cincinnati. And within the family, there's people with lots of different talents, musical talents, and all kinds of different talents. And therefore, they're able to make a beautiful Simchas Beis HaShoeva with a beautiful sukkah and a beautiful playroom and all kinds of nice things to eat and things to do and dancing and wonderful, wonderful things. So I came. And also, one of my sons-in-law was here with one of my grandchildren, a few of my grandchildren. And all of a sudden, the wife of one of the shluchos here in this area came in with my grandson. And she looked very, very upset. My grandson looked like he was kind of crying a little bit, perhaps. I don't know. Or a little bit, something had happened. And she speaks to my son-in-law and says, you know, I almost hit him. I was coming into the driveway to pick up my daughter, and all of a sudden, he runs out from, I don't know, it seems like under the car, or I don't know, did I hit him? I don't know. She was very, very scared. She was very, very upset. And my son-in-law, who happens to know a lot about medicine, asked my grandson, you know, does something hurt? He said, yeah, I think I have a boo-boo here. Oh, do you have a boo-boo? The lady said, do you have a boo-boo? Yeah, I think it. So he showed my son-in-law the boo-boo on his ankle, he said. It was nothing. There was nothing there. For sure he didn't get hit by a car. For sure he didn't get hurt. It was just like a little boy, four-year-old boy, you know. You have a boo-boo? Yeah, I have a boo-boo. So it was nothing. However it happened, I don't know. But a few minutes later, I thought to myself, why did Hashem make this happen? It must be something that we can do, some mitzvah, some good thing that can come out from this. And it suddenly hit me. That is, that what we could do is we could make the next Simchas Beis HaShoeva more safe. And that's a mitzvah. To protect Jewish lives is a mitzvah. You should guard very carefully your life. Because what happened here was that my grandson was running around the yard, not in the same place as the other kids, but a lot of kids are like that. A lot of kids don't run around with all the other kids. They run around in a little bit different place. And he was running around instead of the back of the house, he was running around to the front of the house. And he was running right near the driveway. And the shlucha came to the driveway. She thought, come in the driveway, because after all, the event is in the back. So go in the driveway, you know, which is in the front, and I'll pick up my daughter without thinking that maybe there'll be a kid running around there. So what would have been the simple solution? Of course, to block off the driveway. That the people who made the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, if they had blocked off the driveway, that is, they would have just parked their own car there so no one could pull in the driveway, then this would have never happened, this close call that where the boy almost got hit by a car. Because no one else could come into the driveway. Everyone would have to park in the street. So I thought, oh, this is an opportunity. So I called up the shlucha And I said to the shlucha, I said, listen, I'm very sorry that it happened, that you got so scared and upset. And she was, she said, I'm very scared. I'm still shaking. I'm shaking. I don't know how long more I'm going to be shaking because it was a very, very scary thing. It was a nace. It was a big miracle that I didn't hit him. She said, it was a nace gully, a revealed miracle that I did not hit your grandson because I didn't see him. He was running and I could have easily hit him. I wasn't expecting him at all. So I said, okay, I'm very sorry that it happened. I really feel bad that you became upset and scared and everything. But I said, let's see if we could take from this an important lesson, which is not just a lesson, but an action. And explain to her that I'm very, very conscious of safety and child safety, because when I was younger, I was a lifeguard. And a lifeguard, besides knowing how to swim and save people in the water, they also have to take a lot of courses about safety. And they have to take first aid and so forth. And I reminded her that I had actually once had the opportunity to help a child at the day school, because there was a certain child, it was actually a 7th, 8th grade boy, and he swallowed a chicken bone and got stuck in his throat. And he couldn't get it out. He couldn't breathe. And it was an emergency. But I knew what to do because I had taken a course, and I had to simply do something which they call, even today, the Heimlich maneuver, where you do a certain type of squeezing of the person's chest and the thing that's stuck in the throat can pop out. So that's what I did. And the bone popped out and he was okay. And she said, oh yeah, I remember that. I said, yeah, that's because I learned safety and I learned first aid and I became very aware of the importance of these things. And therefore, I was the one who was able to save the boy from suffocating, not being able to breathe because of the chicken bone. And I said, I also actually had another opportunity to save somebody when I was a lifeguard for a Chabad camp in Massachusetts. And there was a boy who was drowning. He was in the pool. He was over his head. He didn't know how to swim. And he couldn't reach the side and he was drowning. And I saw him just in time. And I did the very simple thing of reaching out and pulling him to the side of the pool. And that's because I studied and I learned and I was qualified as a lifeguard. I knew what to do. But here, it's very simple. You don't have to be a lifeguard. All you got to do is park your car at the top of your driveway, and then no one can come into the driveway during the event. And this way, the almost accident, the almost tragedy that happened where you almost hit my grandson, that could never happen. Or less chance of it happening, only if they would run in the street. Children can sometimes run in the street also. But this kind of accident where the child was running in the front yard and across the driveway, this couldn't happen. So I suggested to her that since she was the one that got scared, she was the one that saw the miracle of the boy somehow not getting hit by her car. And she was the one that was shaken up and excited and, you know, affected by it. I said to her, please, you talk to the family who makes this event, and they make the event every year. You talk to them. You tell them what happened. And you explain to them that they should please next year block off the driveway. She said, of course, that's a good idea. I'm definitely going to do that. Please, Nader. And this way, we can increase the awareness of safety here on this street, on the Shmarta Ma'odes Nafsho Seichem. Guard very careful your life to make a little bit of an improvement in the safety of all the little children who come to this event and could run around and chas v'shalom get hit by somebody driving into the driveway. And this is how we do mitzvahs and how we increase the safety of Jewish children. We keep our eyes open, look around, and see where we can improve safety. Because we know that every year there is unfortunately many children who pass away because of some safety problem, like a child being left in a car or getting hit by somebody backing up in the parking lot, things that could be prevented. So anyway, this is the story for today. Of course, we hope that Mashiach will come immediately and there will be no more safety issues. But in the meantime, in the last few seconds of Gullus, wherever we can, to try to increase in our observance of the mitzvah of an Ushmartin Ma'odis Nafsho Seichem, and even to turn a not such a happy event. Like, this was very unhappy that this woman almost hit the boy. But to turn it into something positive, to turn it into a positive thing to help these children and all children, and the word spreads about it, being more careful with safety, and this way bringing Mashiach and Geula so much more quickly. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and of course, doing everything we can to protect every Jew, especially our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, and especially the soldiers and the army and the police and the Shin Bet, and this way to win the war as soon as possible, as quickly as possible, as completely as possible, and to help bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.